Former Raiders receiver Henry Ruggs III booked. Begins serving 3 to 10 year sentence following high-speed fatal DUI crash. By Dylan Gwynn on August 21, 2023. Former Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs III was booked on Monday and officially began serving his 3 to 10 year prison sentence stemming from a fatal, high-speed 2021 crash that killed a young woman and her dog. Ruggs, 24, pleaded guilty to driving his sports car 156 miles per hour with a blood alcohol level twice the legal limit before crashing into a parked car and killing 23-year-old Tina Tantor and her dog. The former Raider was sentenced on August 9. At the time of his sentencing, Ruggs read a statement expressing his sorrow to Tantora's family. "I sincerely apologize for my actions the morning of November 2, 2021," Ruggs said. "My actions are not a true reflection of me." Ruggs, who was initially charged with DUI resulting in death, DUI resulting in bodily harm, two counts of reckless driving resulting in death or substantial bodily harm, and possession of a firearm while under the influence, accepted a plea deal in May, Kloss reported. "Today, like every day, we remember Tina and Max, and how they were taken from us that fateful night," the statement, per ESPN. "No sentence will ever bring Tina and Max back. But we hope that everyone learns from this preventable incident so that no other families suffer like we do. We appreciate the efforts of the District Attorney's Office to overcome the issues caused by the initial investigation. And we look forward to putting this behind us so that we can focus on honoring the memories of Tina and Max." The Tantor family also issued a statement at the time of Ruggs' sentencing. "Today, like every day, we remember Tina and Max, and how they were taken from us that fateful night," the statement read. "No sentence will ever bring Tina and Max back. But we hope that everyone learns from this preventable incident so that no other families suffer like we do. We appreciate the efforts of the District Attorney's Office to overcome the issues caused by the initial investigation. And we look forward to putting this behind us so that we can focus on honoring the memories of Tina and Max."